And we're live again. That would be a good song. Anybody want that one? Okay, it was a freebie. All right, here are Project View Q or PRQ shows. This is Timelines. And so I encourage us to start observing timelines, how sequence of events of our lives work, and how you can see some construction regarding our societies and how we participate in them. So obviously homesteading is one of those. To contradict being indentured service to some process that we didn't really vote for in our reality, in our time, in our space. Thank you for listening to me, and thank you for all the donations, subscriptions, or prescriptions, whichever you prefer. It is, again, a great honor to continue our dialogue and grow these shows so that they're a collaboration effort for all of us. And those are great calls today. Thank you, Florida, so much, and all of Carrie's group. That's amazing. All of you guys and any of the groups that I've interacted with over the years is just endless joy for myself, Asha, Mermaid, and the PRQ team. So today I want to show you a couple. Great care goes into my dialogue today. Just know and or keep or remove what you don't prefer. But just know great care goes into these words before I take calls. Outside of this universe, you typically would never experience timelines that are not instantly relatable to your heart. The very language I'm using is creating timelines from the majesty of your power. And the design and engineering of the mind has been manipulated so well that I can now control the spirit's implementation of creativity if it doesn't know it's doing it. So that's a suggestive idea. So I can turn a human into harvesting the light machine. So I can make it do a lot of different things. If I can put DNA, if I can put a governor on it, if I can direct it, if I can, let's say, trick it, many different stories there. And get it to speak a language it's never going to be comfortable with, and get them to believe it's the only language ever existed. So it's quite a little trick here to be in a soul cage, so to speak, as Sting would say. And I'll show you the primary tool that's used right now. And then you can decide if you've participated in that or not and how it works. And it's primarily because you're getting so strong here at the end of the ascension cycle. When we create timelines proactively or reactively, most of the processes to manage us have to do with the conception of the idea. Right, so this is a great, great care here that I and many others had to deliberate over. Absolutely, the U.S. military and many other militaries around the world. We all want to know who is going to explain this, teach this, educate it, and I drew this short stick, as usual, because I love you so much. And we love each other so much, and we are here. So if I explain to you that there are aliens here controlling and created your body, that makes them more powerful. So we know that. But if I don't tell you, and we're always going to have our head in the sand, then what am I supposed to, so you win and you lose at the same time, and now we work in systems that we didn't vote for, pretending to vote that we can vote. Outside of your reality here, the war is over. It's completely gone. And so what's trapped in here has got to somehow survive. So if you want to define your area as a region on a planet and this area is black, that would most likely, dark, excuse me, that would most likely be a good analogy. Believe it or not. You can believe it or you can know it. On water planets, it's very highly coveted for this type of beings to be here because it's the most powerful they'll ever be. This is the best they've ever had it playing on our timelines. Okay, so they've never had it better. And by the way, they have a human that they can clone and turn into, they can get their opportunity to be with us as we go through the ascension cycle. So that's the whole game right there in timelines. How do I keep up with them, participate with them? And I'll show you how that works today. All right, so when I get this type of human, what I'm going to get is a revolving door with your pineal gland. So I can, if you'd like to call it meditation, forward and backwards, I'm good with that. But it's a swinging door, so I can get thoughts in your head, and I can get you to go and leave your body and look at other information through your brain. The natural way to do it is through your knowledge center and the way the spirit comes into that space in your physical body, which would be about a football shape right within your rib cage. They're a little lower than your heart. Right. So here's why timelines are so successful here. And I practice with many people all the time. Now that your brain is so powerful, I can now receive information. And this has lots to do with your evolution of this type of mammalian. You're now getting so intelligent because you can record more, and your knowledge center, your light coming in you, is getting stronger. You can receive more information. You're now going to be in competition with what you're recording, what you're channeling, what's being courted to you from other people, and so forth. So if I'm an alien and knows that, by the way, was co-engineer of you, or at least understand how you're engineered, I've got a lot of opportunities now as you get stronger to get you to keep me in the next round of ascension. So as we get to the end of the ascension cycle, I've got to get you to believe, not know, that you need to come back and solve some problems, fix your karmic issues, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of things there, which is exclusively a genetic issue. So you don't have karma as a spirit. Getting you to believe you do is an agenda, as you can imagine. And my dear friend Jordan Maxwell, Asha and so forth, they did a great job of showing you that. And we will always be immersed in their love. And thank you for acknowledging them. All right, so here's how timelines are utilized now. These are basically the bottom feeders of the aliens. So the aliens do not have a master anymore, but they have the backbone of what their agenda is. And they'll propagate themselves and pretend to know what's going on. So Hollywood's a great example of that. Many, many political agendas. So here's how the primary groups work here that are trapped here. So they're all trapped here. Some are in bodies. Some are trying to get in bodies. Some are in ships. Some are underground. Endless story. The reason I'm using the word aliens is because it's easier than saying beings that are not of the light, are very dark, have very, very dark agendas is an alien for me. It's not an identifier. I know I've said that a lot. How they utilize us is very creative. So when the movie The Matrix isn't too far off, absolutely no tools in there, but you can look at, you know, one of the Raiders Lost Arcs that we've talked about. It's the reason I'm fairly negative about these movies is they're not showing us how we're adapting or adopting to many of the modalities that have been given to you, whether it's the cell phone. If you want to look at right in your face alien timeline creation service for you is Verizon Wireless. So that's all a negative alien agenda. I'll give you, watch this, try and get out of there without a SIM card attached to your identity. Okay, that's all alien. Why did you ever have identity? Why would you need identity to a phone? So that's all a tracking device, as you can see. And here I am on a phone with no identity, but I still have identity because they have an IP address on all of our bodies. So even when I tell you there's an IP address on your body that I can call into whenever I want and put a thought that's not yours, most of your friends and family that haven't gone through the process with you won't believe it for a second. They won't believe that you're an antenna and a really good one, and you're getting even better and better and better. So hello, antennas. Keep receiving information and keep sorting it. All right, so here's the classic way aliens abduct your life. And it'll be a little long-winded here, forgive me. Here's how it goes. And one of the original tools we were given was the crystal radio, as you know. So if you look at a legacy manufacturer, Emerson, Sony, they all made radios. Zenith is in there. You know, there's a bunch of manufacturers you can look up for yourself. And now I'm going to trick off technology to get you control, do things that you assume are the caveman has now realized there's fire system. When we should have probably just hung out at the fire instead. Anyway, here's the type of individuals creating timelines for you. Here's their tools they use predominantly now. As your psionic abilities grow, and you're quite convinced you can handle this, but the more we start seeing more, they're going to have to get craftier and craftier and craftier. And so as you can see, I've decided to go ahead and spill the beans continuously now because I don't see them any other way. So just because I can see them all and know that you are on the verge of seeing them all is where I've erred on installing timelines and beliefs that may not be yours. Because it feels like the right thing to do to be of help and service to everyone who may or may not understand how their conscious, their light works in a physical body. Thank you so much for listening to me. The primary way as these individuals are abducting our timelines is the observation through your brain of an idea. And you'll see how this is mapped very well with the PRQ work and all the projects we have coming through and all the attention on the PRQ team and many, many other people doing their best to work for you. The idea is created in an envisionment system in your mind. Now, You may think that idea is exclusive to you, but because you have an IP address, it's instantly recognized by aliens. Okay, they're very good at this. They created you. They're managing you. This is not a normal body for you to be in. This is not a normal mammalian. So your light is what they want you not to have too much of. But we'd like a lot of ideas would be their standardization. So you have an idea, and now you envision it. So I have an idea. One idea we're playing with is I want to remodel a house for you guys. So now when I and other individuals, we start dreaming. So now we're going to do the second. In fact, I would encourage you to make boxes. And that one looks like it works the best. Why don't we do that if you want to really exercise? And you can proof me and exercise with me at the same time. So if you have a piece of paper, write down idea and put a box around it. And then a couple lines later, if it's college ruled paper as an example, put dream, put an arrow to it. And then after the dream, skip a couple lines and put relationships. And then skip a couple lines, put arrows to each box, and then go to participation. And then a couple lines, put solutions. So you have five boxes that go vertical: idea, dream, relationships, participation in your life, and solutions. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boxes, and they have arrows in between them going down to the next one, the next one, the next one. And I'll show you how most alien abductions work day in and day out on timelines is what I'm calling that are not yours. And I'll give it a quick example and happy to take your calls. So once I have an idea, now the throttle to your idea is the dream. Okay, so I want to remodel a bedroom and another individual is with you, loves that idea. And you start creating that dream and then the bedroom, bathroom gets remodeled. Okay, so as I grow through to the next level, the relationships that I introduce, contractors, suppliers, and so forth, those relationships start coming into my dream because I've initiated the dream. I need to go to the hardware store and get trim, as an example. All right. The aliens have already watched you get into the idea. They've already seen you start to dream. They cannot see your dream, but they can see the horsepower and the light that you're using to dream. So they don't really know too much about the dream. They see the idea very clearly, though, because it comes from the brain. And now the relationships will start populating into your reality. So we go to the hardware store. And the very weak hardware manager is angry that day, doesn't care for, so we're at the relationship second, doesn't care for your attitude either. And by the way, you're dressed funny and I don't like the way you look, is installed in their brain. So those relationships are very key to staying with us light workers, light beings, whatever word you like, because now you're going to react to their issues. We don't have any of that product in stock. You'll have to go to Joe's place instead. Could be engineered and designed as a timeline that you do not prefer. I went to the hardware store. I went to go buy a piece of lumber. You don't have the type I want. I have to go somewhere else is absolutely where the aliens love to live. Okay. And so obviously I'm using, something common for us. Could be the grocery store, could be an ingredient you're looking for. They're going to jump into another relationship you have if they can get the idea and trigger you on the idea. So when you see 1111 on your microwave, that is one way I can abduct your ideas. And then your horsepower, your dream, your envisionment in the entanglement, they can't touch that. But they know you're about to do something with that idea. So they're tracking ideas. And this gets a little rich here, and stay with me if you don't mind. By the way, the Irish family, I love you so much, and you're in my dreams all the time. Forgive me for breaking topic here. Okay, so the relationships are very key, because now we're going to react to the situation. So if I can react to the situation in a timeline that's not mine, or one that is mine, is the delta between how much they can now participate with you, which is the next phase. Okay. So I'll stay with relationships one more time. If I can go, so we'll use the hardware store again. Hardware store doesn't have my material. Hardware store, what do I need to do? So we're going to assume the hardware store manager didn't order the lumber that week. Could have been constructed just for you showing up that day. That could happen. And often does, because your idea was registered probably a week earlier. Or otherwise, or you had told a bunch of people that were already in the mix, your friends, family, coworkers, doesn't matter. Once we're at the relationship stage, your dream is now pushing the relationships and saying, hey, I need this piece of hardware. Okay, so that piece of hardware isn't there, could have been engineered, and because there's no time and space. And this is why homesteading is so prevalent, because presumably you don't need to go to other relationships to sustain life here. You would be free and clear, wouldn't you? You can make your own lumber, et cetera. All right, so that relationship now has manipulated you on a timeline where you have to go to another hardware store, and that individual could have been manipulated too through their brain. All right, so now you're heading across town when you didn't even intend to go get your material. What if you could recognize that timeline right then and there and said, oh, I'm on a timeline that's not mine, because, and so that's what I'm able to see, is when we get on timelines that we don't prefer, if we would just recognize them earlier on the timeline, that is a solution that I'll talk about in the next few minutes. So how do I make homesteading proactive timeline when we're already getting interference at, example, Bureau of Land Management, things like that? Do we accept that? Do we say this is really a positive timeline, and you're going to find it has tremendous weight because you can't wait to be free on your land? That's way more proactive than just remodeling a house that is broken and or you need to fix it. It's completely different because you didn't create that timeline. You reacted to it. But you still love the house. You still love it, and you don't have an objection to it. You want that bathroom remodeled. You want these things because your heart's into it. So how do these individuals get involved? And I'll show you how they do that. So when you have perfect relationships in your timeline and reactionary relationships in your timeline, and we're using a bathroom remodel as an example, they're going to compete, the aliens are going to compete for the proactive timelines. So when you have, let's say, someone with tremendous light who can't wait to remodel the bathroom, knowing full well it's got to go to the hardware store, I'm going to get participation with that light being because you're going to have to deal with me at the hardware store. And so some opportunities here are, I'm just using this model for a suggestion. What if you didn't go to the standard hardware store? You went to a hardware store where they charge twice as much and they're way more caring. What if you went out of the What if you just spontaneously were driving down the road? I don't feel like going and buying hardware today. I don't feel like buying hardware today, but I just kind of feel like getting out. And if I see some hardware that I want for the home, maybe I'll buy a couple pieces, but not the entire. Maybe it doesn't feel good to buy the entire bathroom remodel kit. We all as construction guys, we know, get all your material first and then start the project, we know. But what if we changed it up a little bit in the way we make decisions when we're inspired? The wife really wants the bathroom remodeled. I want the bathroom remodeled. But when you put time continuums in those decisions instead of heart-based decisions, then that's where the aliens love living. If you're in a hurry and you have to get it done, and by the way, you owe me money, and if you don't pay or else, that's where they love it. They love it. So you don't play with them. So I know someone that has a debt of utilities right now, and they're thinking about calling in the card saying, I don't have any money, and they would love that. They would eat that up. Oh, you don't. They love seeing us weak because that creates another timeline. Oh, I'll do an installment plan with you and you'll call me every week. We'll love chatting every month, whatever the time is. So that's another way you can create timelines that aren't yours is debt. All right. So next bubble would be participation. How do I stay with light beings like you? I just keep participating somehow, some way, some shape or form from relationships. So where and how we're making relationships and what they want to achieve and tell us instead of ask us is my suggestion for all of us is let's ask in statements. How are you? How's it going? What do you mean by that? And that would be one way to show and prove our light, our love through our relationships. So in, again, idea, dream is your horsepower relationship. So as you watch this in your mind's eye, look at the relationships you're involved in and why you're making those decisions and why there's urgency to them. And I guarantee you, your relationships that have time and money associated with them, you have an opportunity to slow it down. And say, why do they want something outside themselves, which are both? Time and money are all alien technologies. Now, as you get more psionically capable, once I get your participation in these relationships, I can trick you. So all you people channeling beings from outside yourself, you're getting psychic thoughts, as you call them. I can read and interpret psionic information. I can associate, not only can I install energy weapons on your IP address, I can also trick you. So you're humming along one day as all of your psionics are going through the roof right now. You're getting very psychic. And I do not care for that word, but you're getting so capable now, you can see other people's thoughts. Well, if you have just a minor understanding of telepathy, that means you have a massive capability of receiving information. Just a little vague. Many of you now are picking up phones, and the person you were going to call has been on the other line. We've all done it. You can do it every day if you want. So when I get ready to call a PRQ team, there's many times, vice versa, it doesn't ring, I just pick up. And we get tired of it saying, oh my gosh, the phone didn't even ring and you were there. Yeah, no kidding, because that's how powerful we are. We're all able to do that. So that is the tool, if I can do a better job of explaining it, that's the tool where the abductions are happening, is I can put now an energy weapon, I can attack you, and I can put vagrant thoughts in your mind's eye that you're used to translating from your heart that says, hey, oh my gosh, we're supposed to go to the beach today. I'm pretty sure he's going to call and we're going to go to the beach today. And that muscle memory from your heart to your mind, it gets that door goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Well, if I'm an alien and I want to screw up your relationships, I can send a thought into your head that looks exactly the same way your inspired thought is translated. It's very close. So the inspired thought and the idea thought can look very similar. Isn't that right? Yeah. I'm being abducted by a cat right now. Cats are really cool to talk to in your telepathic abilities. Anyway, what I'm suggesting that you observe is, how can I tell if that thought was from my best friend or from an alien? And on first glance, it's tricky. But as an example, I can send you a message right now from this body, and I can send you information from source. Okay, source only receives your request. It does not submit into you and disturb you. So if once you remind yourself that we don't, there's God is not, if you like that word, the light is not going to tell you anything except neutrality, peace. We just live in perfect peace. So that's how you can prove that the Bibles are all mischief, alien technology, to prove there is an ego and there's a way of doing things that you should do and not do. And by the way, live underneath another false ego and identity. And those are timelines. So thou shall not listen to anybody but yourself is your only Bible. Now, being abducted by other people, tricky to do that. And so what I can do if I'm an alien is I can send subliminal messages as you get stronger here at the end of the ascension cycle. I can send you information over carrier waves, cellular waves, microwaves. I can send them many different ways. Hyperbolic radio. There's many different ways I can send into your crystal in the middle of your head. I can send you and send it through your body with energy weapons. So your best friend, which might be your sister, twin sister, have the technology to talk to each other in real time. I can make that message look like something contradictory to your relationship. So, hey, I'm meeting Jan today for dinner. I can't wait to meet Jan today. Oh, I'm so excited about it. You can actually have those conversations right now with your sister, brother, and so forth, or best friend, and they'll receive that information, and you'll get used to receiving that information in a positive form for days and days and days, and then one day it will look exactly like the same telepathic message, but it will be an alien, and it will put doubt and fear into you, and now you'll be mad at Jan because she's sending, I'm pissed you were late for dinner. Okay, so that thought that's coming into you, you've never really understood. You're not used to this in this example because you've never had a brain that's so capable of receiving information so vastly without being able to sort it in real time. So when you're not in these types of bodies, excuse me, I'm talking a lot. When you're not in these types of bodies, you're able to translate that information instantly. And these bodies don't allow you to do that. And that's why I make a mockery of we're only using 10-20% of ourselves in any given time, because the brain is just getting flooded with transmissions. Excuse me one more time. All right. So I'll go ahead and start callers. And here's the solutions. Anybody wants to call in, please. I'll do it on PRQ, which is in a few hours here as well. But anyone who wants to call in on timelines, I suggest us research this more. But for the most part, when I get the privilege of working with psychologists and my favorite victims, psychology, You should see a psychologist go through the enlightening process. Yeah, that one's like loony bin possibilities. True story. Anyway, when you start examining how knowledge comes through you and in timelines. Thank you so much, BBS Radio. So our solutions are getting better understanding of entanglement and timelines. When we're on timelines that we're reacting to, when we want to sue somebody for money that is worthless, things like that, we're going to start to identify them. Thank you so much for calling in. Michigan, are you on the line?
Hello?
Michigan,
yes.
Hello, is this Michi?
This is June.
Michigan, are you there? How are you doing?
Yep, good. I was just... What? You're right. You're going in and out. Hello? Are you there?
It's a weird timeline, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I have a question for you. I was listening to what you were saying. Can you hear me all right? Hello?
Perfect. Please continue.
Okay. So I was listening to what you were just saying. And my question is, when I'm faced with a timeline, and my back is to the wall, and you know that they want you to make a decision that's comfortable for you, that you're just going to fall in line. And a lot of times I will be suspicious and make a contrary to what I feel comfortable. All right. And it happens to be the right decision. All right. But then even after, I kind of feel this trepidation, like, did I make the right decision? And it is. Doesn't feel right, you know. So what do you have to say about that? I can give you an example if you'd like. Hello?
Thank you. What makes it a good decision and what makes it a bad decision could be viewed as doubt or being in create faith. So when we have doubt, is that making the bad decision when we're truly honest with ourselves, or the other way around? Please give me a very simple, example?
I will try. I tend to be a little wordy, so excuse me. I went rollerblading. This was like 2 years ago. I went rollerblading in the park, and I didn't have a cell phone or anything like that. I was just on music. I fell down. It just was a fluke thing. I don't know what happened. And I had my wrist guards on, and when I looked at my right hand, my fingers were turned around and I freaked out. Somebody stopped by. They threw my fingers were bleeding. They threw their jacket over me and they were going to call 911. And I said, don't call 911. I can't afford it. So long story short is it did take me to the hospital and everything. And mind you, I didn't have to pay a cent for the whole situation. I didn't have the park ranger took my rollerblades out, so I was barefoot. And my car was at the park and all this and that. I didn't have any means of calling anyone and everything. And actually, I could see that they were doing some things wrong. And anyway, but then they threatened me with a tetanus shot. And I said, no. And they said, well, you know, if you get tetanus, you can die. And I said, okay, no, I'm not going to get it, you know. And, yeah, I felt trepidation. I felt, you know, like, oh, my God, did I make the right decision? You know, and it turns out I did make the right decision. But, you know, I still, a lot of times when I'm suspicious of things, I end up going in the other direction of what makes me feel comfortable. So that's why I say that, you know. And, yeah, I had doubt the whole time.
That's,
I had doubt.
That's interesting. Okay, so my question is the sequence of events when they're fast like that, It's tricky because we have so much emotions. It's tricky to listen to our heart. Do I want to save my hand and throw away the roller skates at the same time? And by the way, take on an objection from someone vaccinating you at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
So how do we do that? How do we, why did we go rollerblade? Let's start over there. Why did we buy a set of rollerblades?
Well, because I'm a figure skater and I've skated, you know, and I just wanted to go. I've done it before. And I actually felt like
okay. So we love that.
Unseen force pushed me down. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. So we love that. Now, what if it got even weirder than that? What if you talked into a set of rollerblades that weren't the ones you wanted? They were actually the ones you could afford.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't have a problem with that. I mean,
could that have been
from my old ice skates? Yeah. Could that I could afford? It wasn't a question of affording a pair of rollerblades. I've done that so many times. You know, it wasn't that.
Okay. So one more time. And then watch this. This is really fun. So you're a figure skater. Why didn't you go ice skating instead?
Because I wanted to be outside with, you know.
Okay, now put them on.
Yeah. What's that?
Okay, so look at the succession now of how this happened. Now, why did you fall down as an example?
You know, that's the question. I don't know. I mean, it just happened all at once. I felt like I got pushed, but there was nobody around.
You're very talented. How did you fight it? You haven't bit it in years. How did you fall down?
I don't know. That's just it. It was just 1, 2, 3. I went down. I don't know. And
all right. Okay, so we're going to use my model one more time. We're going to use my model. I have an idea. I can't wait to go rollerblading. I'm going to dream about it. I'm going to go get some skates. I already have some. I'm going to dream about it, and is there a relationship between a timeline associated with the crash and burn?
Is there a timeline?
Were you with somebody else? Were you going to meet somebody else?
No, I was alone.
Is there someone associated? Are you sure, though?
Associated.
Because...
Well, let me tell you, before that, I was going to go for a walk. Yeah. With someone, and they backed out. So I said, screw it, I'm going rollerblading. Yeah, so I said, forget it. They wanted to go for a walk in the park, and we had arranged it, and then she canceled out on me, and I said, forget it, I'm going to go rollerblading. I'm going to do what I want to do. And that was it. So.
There you go. There's your interaction. Are you still friends with this individual, by the way?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Just, you know,
now, can I jump into that relationship's mind and get them to talk you into the event of going rollerblading? Not saying that happened. I'm saying, can I jump into someone else's mind who wanted to get you to go one way instead of the other? Don't look at the situation. But when we start looking at our relationships, can we tell the percentage of abductions that are happening with our thoughts that are not ours? That's all I'm suggesting.
I'm confused. I don't understand that with the situation. I don't know.
I'm very good. Very great. This is a great call. Go ahead and take the next caller, BBS Radio. All right, so that is a brilliant, brilliant education tool for us, what we just heard. Now, we watched a situational decision-making based on sequence of events, and we felt, in this case, that we were spontaneous with them. But emotion, because you're in such an emotional body, you go, screw that, I don't want to go with my girlfriend, I'm going rollerblading, can be where your relationship and the dream state can get participation from aliens. I didn't say that that happened with this situation. Accidents happen, yes, sure. But that is the synopsis of the transition where aliens live. I'm not going to lunch with my girlfriend. I'm going rollerblading instead. I've been dreaming about it for a week, and she wants to go down to the wharf, and I want to go rollerblading. Where we dream and the idea before the dream, they can see that because you put it in your mind's eye. So the mind's eye is creating the envisionment entanglement. The dream is the horsepower. They cannot touch or see the dream. They can only see that you're starting to dream. And then the relationship of interacting with you and timing of it and sequence of events is how most aliens that are down here work. And if I can put some emotions in there while I'm installing that relationship into you and or participation. So that's pretty much how everybody in this gangle, this type of aliens works here. And there's a lot of them here right now, unfortunately, because they've managed to create a human that can have an alien jump into them. Don't look at a identity of aliens. It's a percentage of volume of an individual. So they can jump in a body now and be a demon because they've engineered so much horror in your society. And this isn't to be negative. Once they have that epigenetic recording in you from the last 2,000 years of wars, epigenetic recording of fear, doubt, 1,000 vaccines, over time, your generations will now be more susceptible to creating timelines that we can participate with light beings. So the whole goal is to be with us while we go through the ascension cycle. And that's why I was so passionate about this show, Timelines. And I encourage you to call in with solutions. Solutions. And so it was so great to hear. Thank you. Have a call from Oklahoma. Going to have to be quick, though. Oklahoma, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Q. Thank you very much. I'm hoping that this is a solution that I'm going to be asking to see if it is. If we go back to what we're discussing, and actually the same thing with the lady, and we're at the hardware store and we're talking to the person, I'm hoping the person is human, and I'm guessing it's an NPC or a human, and an alien jumps into them and tries to antagonize me as wanting to get the lumber or whatever it is that I need to get. And if I just turn around to them, realizing what's going on, recognizing there's a timeline that is trying to be promoted, what if I just turn around and say, well, okay, and then just go and go to another place? Is that stopping the timeline? And as long as I don't get emotional or teed off about this guy being a jerk or lady being a jerk, is that the best way to kind of negate any of their negative?
In most cases, outstanding question. Okay, in most cases, thank you. So in most cases, because we have more horsepower and more light in us, if you slow down the dialogue, you'll actually be able to install more light in them, which they cannot handle. You know, the neighbor that you have, the legacy friends that you don't keep up with, and you look at them now and you go, hi, how are you? They hate it because you're giving so much care and so much love. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I've been working on that, and I'm finding that it seems to be very, very helpful. So to follow up on that question with what happened with the lady, could a demon have jumped into her and made her fall without her even knowing it, and then jump back out, kind of like a little cartoon, act goofy about it?
Absolutely. You got to remember, there's no time and space. So it could have been as simple as throwing a stick on the road where she was going to skate, too. They've got a lot of tricks, but you could jump into a consciousness and make her trip, too, because she was all worked up about her girlfriend not wanting to go skate with her instead of going to lunch. I could manipulate your brain. I could do that. And it wouldn't be but a microsecond, because I can cut and paste. If I can cut and paste people's thoughts instantly, it's endless.
Yep. All right. That just kind of, that definitely helped me understand exactly what we are dealing with. And for us, the best possible way to handle it by just not letting it, just let the water roll off the back.
Yeah, let's just keep working on this, and that's why I want this show to be successful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, BBS Radio. We'll call it a day. I'll be back in a few hours. I think it's 3. You guys know. And I love you, and I love you, and I love you.